Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. And today we want to discuss an interesting application from Goodyear, Arizona, where Sunrock Distributed and Watt Hub Renewables completed the 280-kilowatt rooftop solar installation at the Palm Valley Church. The installation will supposedly generate 495,000 kilowatt hours of electricity each year, cutting the church's energy bill by about 30% and reducing carbon emissions by an estimated 375 tons annually. That plus a convenient funding solution with no upfront costs makes for a pretty decent coup for the church and the community. And on the line to discuss this is Sunrock's head of development and the project lead on this church installation, Alan Robertson. So, Alan, welcome to the show, and let's start with this. Who reached out to who first, Sunrock and Watt Hub or the Palm Valley Church? And, you know, what were the goals, the church's goals with the project?
Yeah, hi, Jason. Thanks for having me first and foremost. Happy to address that question. So, as you had mentioned, this was a joint effort between Watt Hub and Palm Valley and Sunrock. And I can get into all of our particular roles. But in this instance, Watt Hub has a program where they reach out to places of worship in Arizona to help keep dollars within the place of worship, and instead of that, those dollars going to the utility. So this was a part of an outward campaign from Watt Hub. And they reached out to Palm Valley, and Palm Valley Church really enjoyed what they heard. So Palm Valley was really interested in saving money primarily and keeping the donations they received from the folks that attend their church within the church instead of going off to the utility. So that was their primary driver, and Palm Valley reached out to them first.
Right. Now you mentioned that this was a joint effort. What exactly was Sunrock's part in this installation?
So a lot of things go into installing a renewable energy system, be it solar or anything for that matter. So there's a lot of engineering and construction and business development. How do you structure a deal? But also there's a fair amount of financing. These things are not free, despite what you've heard. It takes dollars to construct these things and purchase equipment. So Watt Hub was the developer in this case. So they reached out to Palm Valley. They described the value and the different options that are available to divert energy from the utility and select a cleaner source of energy. And Sunrock was the financier of this project. We are a third-party owner-operator, so we financed its construction, and we maintain and monitor and operate the project for its for the life of the system.
Okay, now, in terms of the installation itself, why exactly did it have 6 connection points like I'd heard, and how did you overcome the challenges that that created?
Yeah, that's an astute call out, because 6 interconnections is unique. It's very atypical, especially for a system of this size and on a single rooftop plane. So the building in which Palm Valley Church occupies, was a reused commercial facility, which was a multi-tenant commercial building prior to their being the tenant. So it had 6 separate different utility meters. So we had to connect behind 6 separate utility meters. Again, that's atypical. Usually it's sort of 1 meter per building. In this case, there was multiple what we call points of interconnection. Now, while it was a complex design process and a complex monitoring process, we've got to monitor 6 systems as if they're one, there actually is some value to this. You can only backfeed 1 utility meter with so much solar power. So the availability of 6 separate interconnections allowed us to keep utility upgrade costs low. We could interconnect 6 separate small systems instead of 1 big system and have to upgrade some distribution-related equipment.
All right. Now, speaking of cost, I understand that the specific funding solution for this was kind of a big deal. Can you explain that?
Yeah, happy to. So there's a bunch of different ways an end consumer of renewable energy can choose to finance it. There's the typical cash out of your pocket. You could go out and get some sort of debt solution, like a loan, a term loan, in which case it's still something that you have to repay. There's also the means of doing third-party ownership, and that typically comes by way of a power purchase agreement. So no money out of pocket for the end consumer, and they just pay less than they would have otherwise to have for each kilowatt hour produced. To have the system on their roof. So that's the role that Sunrock played. We did all the upfront cost, and we get in turn a monthly payment from the church, which is less than they would have paid otherwise. This is a phenomenal solution for folks that don't have the capital expenditure or the large sum of money. It's one reason why we really feel passionate about this financing solution, because it really brings renewable energy to an underserved market that doesn't have the ability to budget this on balance sheet or have the cash available to spend it out of their own pockets. So places of worship and other nonprofits or not-for-profits are very common customers of ours. And also just small to medium businesses nationwide that, you know, these dollars are better spent to upgrade their infrastructure and better serve their customers locally than to come out of pocket to pay for a renewable energy cost saving measure.
Interesting. And Alan, beyond what I mentioned in the intro, what are some of the projected stats and benefits?
Yeah, you hit all the big ones. So obviously, folks feel strongly about decarbonizing their footprint and doing this for the environmental reasons, and you touched on sort of the big items there. But more importantly, if it doesn't make dollars and cents, folks tend to not do it if it's going to cost them more. So in this case, Palm Valley Church, as you'd mentioned, was saving 30% of their bill from year one, which is a really great incentive to do it. And then not to mention the over, you know, 750,000 pounds of carbon dioxide. And that equates to, you know, almost 400 pounds of coal that didn't have to be burned, things like that. So I think as far as the big headlines, I think you touched on the most important ones.
Great. Well, thanks, Alan. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.